all she knew. Burning so hot, but not hurting her. She saw fire, red and gold, so bright. She tasted ash. The flames grew higher. Pain and rage and fear and hate began to churn within her. Something had happened to her. Something bad. She knew it, but she couldn't remember exactly what had happened. She couldn't remember much of anything. Just the fire. But then, the flames began to die away. Slowly, the fury of the fire became just a flicker. Then, faded to mere wisps of smoke around her bare feet. She stood in some kind of room, with heavy, perhaps stone, walls. She instinctively knew the walls were made of stone, but she didn't know where she was. Fear made her heart beat faster. Her gaze searched the small room, flying from the left to the right, and she saw him. Against the back wall stood a bloody man, blisters on his skin, his eyes a wild green, bright and fierce, locked on her. There was disbelief in his eyes, shock carved into the hard, chiseled planes of his face. And there was a chain around his wrist. "How the hell?" his voice rasped out, deep and rumbling, and sending a shiver over her skin. "Did you do that?" She just stared at him. He seemed familiar. Her head tilted as she gazed at him. They were alone in the room. He was hurt. She was naked? Frowning, she glanced down at her body. Maybe she should cover herself, but she didn't. The fury inside her left no room for modesty. Destroy. Burn. Whispers that came from within. She took a step closer to the man. He lifted a hand toward her, a broken, twisted hand. "I thought you were dead." "I was." The same whisper in her mind. "Sabine, what happened?" The name echoed in her mind. Sabine. An image flashed in front of her. A man with dark red hair and a wide grin, chasing a little girl near a river. "Sabine, you're too fast for me. I can never catch you." Her head began to throb. "Who are you?" His eyes narrowed. "You don't remember me?" She shook her head. "Why are you chained?" "Because they wanted to stop me from getting to you." She stilled. The ache in her head grew worse, swelled higher. The rush of blood within her veins felt like the burn of fire. The man stood just a few feet away from her. He was tall, muscled, and covered in so much blood. She glanced down at her own body. Not a drop of blood was on her skin. Her gaze rose back to meet his. "Where are my clothes?" Surely she hadn't just been naked with him. They burned away. His shoulders straightened. He was a big one, tall with thick shoulders and a muscled chest. A bleeding muscled chest. "You died, then you burned." A shocked laugh came from her. "You're crazy." She wasn't dead, and his intense gaze.